Hey everyone, tonight's topic is how to take your artwork to the next level, which comes from John Fosnott, good friend of mine and a horror artist. He's at horror101 on Twitter, and the O is the letter O. So how to take your artwork to the next level. And this goes for anything that you're doing. If you're writing, if you're bodybuilding, if you're doing whatever, the key is to stop doing the same thing over and over again. You have to challenge yourself to be able to improve. If you aren't good with perspective, draw a ton of perspective. Just make every page as packed with perspective as you can. Or if it's drawing women, or light and shadow, or if you're a writer and you want to write novels but you're too scared to, or whatever, just that's what you got to do. Is whatever is scaring you, or seems too hard, or anything. That's the thing you got to focus on. And by doing that, you'll learn more and your work will improve. You'll be polishing those areas that you maybe haven't been focusing on, which rounds out all of your work. So that's basically all I can say about that. If you want to take your work to the next level, you just have to challenge yourself every time. And then I think he was also asking about what types of tools or methods, and really, the tool doesn't matter so much as you know, what you know, challenging yourself. But I do find that kind of if you get into a rut, trying to use different media or something to do what to work on what you're working on, that also kind of helps because it sparks you creatively. Like if you're drawing on comic book pages all day long, and then you maybe switch to painting, or you switch to drawing on brown paper with, you know, pen and a white colored pencil, that kind of thing will maybe help you see things in a different way, or learn how to render in a slightly different way. But again, that's kind of challenging yourself. You know, you're doing something different from what you're currently doing. So that's all I got for you. You know, writing a story, if you always write science fiction, try writing a romance story, or try writing just anything else, because that way you're breaking out of your norm. You have to study different kinds of characters, different kinds of settings, different ways of telling a story, you know, without the same gimmicks you might be using, or just the same comfort zone that you're in. But there you go. Take yourself to the next level by challenging yourself and by doing something different. Anyway, hope that helps. That's something you can continue doing forever and ever. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing this. You'll always find a way to do something different and challenge yourself in a different way. So there you go. I hope that helps. Follow John Fosnott he's at horror101, and the O is the letter O. If anybody else has a topic that you'd like to hear me talk about, just go ahead and send it to me on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Anything about art or writing or life in general or motivation or any of that stuff, I'd be happy to ramble about it for a little bit. So, okay. Everybody have a good night. Don't forget to take that 15 minutes every day to work on something that will propel your life or your career in the direction that you want to go. It's just 15 minutes, and you can find that somewhere, and it'll make a big difference in the long run. So, and then let me know how you're doing it. You know, do one of these audio boos, and you know, update me on how those kind of things are working out for you, or how what I'm saying helps. All right, everybody have a good night. Bye bye.